Right now, I'm in Kembangan. Kembangan is a housing estate near the Kembangan MRT station. Over here, there is a cluster of HDB flats. Not many, around 20 odd blocks of 4, 5, as well as executive flats in this locality. The age of the flats here are around 37, 38 years old. With its lease start from 1988. So technically speaking, such flats has a remaining lease of about 60 plus years on its lease. Flats in this area are highly sought after by young families, especially those that have parents staying in the nearby private properties, from landed properties to private condos. That's why the flats here are highly popular. Not only that, because of its space, the 4-room flat here are very spacious, as well as for the 5-room flat and the executive flat. Even though it has a remaining lease of 63 years on its lease, they are still very popular today. However, going forward, in the next 10 years or so, when these flats has a remaining lease of 53 years or less, I would say they will have to face some headwind ahead, mainly because of newer HDB flats. They are built in this area from Bedok South, Chai Chi, nearby Kembangan, and so on. But having said that, property is very unique in Singapore. There's always this saying, property price will always go up in the long term. But with a depreciating lease and with VER on the card, how will HDB price perform right ahead? Seriously, I also do not know. Don't mind, share your comments here with me. Let us have a fruitful discussion.